Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Welcome back, Red Talks. You already know where it is. Like, comment, and subscribe. If you haven't, make sure you go over to the Spotify and check out the exclusive episodes that we got on the Spotify. And this week, I'm joined by the wildest co-host in co-host history,
the Horny Pastor.
And this,
yeah, and we got a special guest this week. I haven't brought her on to one of the up in the episodes. So I said, you know what? I'm going to bring her down and make her have an experience of up in the air.
Sure.
YC's not with us this week for 1 week. He's working nights and nights is taking it out of him. But he'll be back next week. But yeah, so big yourself up, man.
Yeah, Fix podcast in the place. Yo.
Come on. So yeah, man, this week, how's everyone's week been?
Yeah.
I always ask that first.
I got my punching bag today. Set it up in the backyard. Be a kick and thump.
Yeah, man, that's the way. That's the way forward.
Fit, sexy.
Did you feel good afterwards?
I always feel good after I do something sexy.
Ah, brilliant. Oh, is it sexy, right, that you're doing? Excellent. That's good.
The more you exercise, the more you're sexy, the more, you know what I mean, you're healthy.
Yeah, it's true. Well, that's for everything a man does from the age of 14, go up is to geared towards women anyway. So, yeah, I hear you. You're not looking sexy for a man, are you?
It's quite...
True or not true?
I don't even want to answer that question.
Good, I'm glad. Because it's obvious.
So yeah, this week I've been constantly, this has been one of the weeks here of my life here where last 2 or 3 weeks I've constantly been on blog pages. Big up all you blog pages that have been blogging me. I don't really like none of you, but you can still post my face. But when you do post me, please, for 1 second, can you post my most iconic moments and not the moments that make me look like a fool?
Come on, bro. They ain't gonna do that. Come on.
Come on. I want my best moments.
No, nobody ain't gonna do that. Moments. Come on.
Bro, the moments that I think I'm doing the best, can you post those?
No. Sorry about that.
You don't get to choose, do you?
Yeah, see. But that's the problem more with blog pages. They're gonna take your worst moments and post it.
Yep.
Instead of your best moments.
Well, part of the job, you know what I mean?
So I have to post my own best moments.
Absolutely.
So when that's why people say, yeah, you should be your own cheerleader. You shouldn't be waiting for people to cheer for you. You should cheer for yourself because no one's going to cheer for you if you don't cheer for yourself.
Quite,
you
know what I'm
saying? People waiting for everyone to bring them flowers. Bro, I'll go and buy flowers from the shop and pull it up in my house. I don't need anyone to bring me anything. I'll do it myself.
Straight up.
So yeah, this week's been a good week, man. It's been a very productive week. For me personally. But yeah, there's a couple of questions. So the first, we're going to go straight into a dilemma. So a young man messaged me a dilemma. Mm-hmm. And you know what, yeah? I feel like the younger generation, they really respect me. So I always like give them the best advice that I can. He's 18 years old. And his dilemma goes, yo, brother, I've been watching your content for a long time now and I would like your advice on my current situation. I've been with my girl for a year straight, and recently she's been talking about she wants to break up and ain't ready for a relationship at the moment. It still doesn't make full sense to me, but how do I handle this type of situation? She hasn't told me whether she would want to get back together at the same time. She claims she hasn't lost the love or feelings.
This is obvious what's happening right there. This young lady has found somebody new and she is testing the waters with the other guy, so she have to put him on pause. If it does not work with the other guy, she's gonna run back to this guy, but this guy should never ever take her back, because make her go out there and test all the water she wants. Secondly, I told the young men them in the first place, if you fall in love with a girl, you're gonna have problems, because when she ready to go, you won't be ready. And it's gonna hurt like crazy. If you wanna avoid that, you do what I say, slap and go.
That's crazy.
But it's too late for him to slap and go, because he's been in for a year.
In so the future.
He's in a dilemma now, this moment. So for me, I'm not sure what is going on. However, if she's betting, hedging her bets, that's what they call that, right?
Mm.
And finding out which guy's going to be more suitable for her. That's mm-hmm. your that's no, no, your no,
no.
Theory.
Wait, no. You tell me what you think that scenario
yeah,
is.
Yeah, okay. I think that scenario could be she might have just had enough of him. She might just want a break.
No.
Women never want breaks. I'll tell you that, because if a woman's in love and you've been with her for one straight year, she's used to you.
Who said that she's in love, though? Who said that it might take a lot longer for her to actually be in love?
Women fall in love quicker than men, so if he's in love, she's in love a long time.
100%.
Did he say he's in love in his text?
It seems like he is.
It seems. He never said it, but
if he'd walk away without no problem, he wouldn't ask for no advice.
Yeah, he doesn't actually know what to do, because he's caught feelings in some way or another. But for me, as a female...
Mm.
It's difficult to get rid of somebody if you really want to. She might be trying to break him down gently. We don't know what he's like. He might be volatile. He might be the type that she can't just tell, oh, here, what, we're done.
Hey, don't put on nothing more upon this.
Yeah.
Nah, he's a cool guy. He's a nice guy.
He's a cool guy.
She's
a cool
bitch.
Guy. Yeah. From what I know, he sounds like... Why I would say that he's a cool guy and he's not volatile is because he's seeking a solution to a problem.
Quite so.
So that means that there's something... He's more proactive in a relationship than she is, because he's actually seeing, is there any advice? Can you help me?
She's out of it already. She's not in it.
Yeah, she's gone. She's gone.
When she said, I feel that she's gone as well.
When a woman says to you, oh, I just want to take a break. And then he said, she never said to him, but I'll talk to you next week or something. She just left.
Yeah.
Meaning that there's clearly someone, women love attention.
That's right.
So what I've clocked is that if a woman's not getting attention from you, she's getting attention from somewhere.
Quite so.
And it's not...
Yeah,
and
I agree
people,
with that.
I'm not saying that she's having multiple men. I don't know the situation.
At
I'm
least
not
one.
That on.
I'm but not saying she's sleeping. Going on. It sleeping might be an with, ex or
yeah,
something.
I can't say she's sleeping with four or five men and this is what she's doing. I'm not going to put that out there in the atmosphere. I don't want to break no one's heart or make anyone feel bad. But I will say that she's definitely not going to sit there and be alone.
No. Nope.
Because it just doesn't make sense in this day and age for us as humans just to be like, oh, I just want to be alone.
No, she's a young lady. She's a young lady.
And he's only 18.
So she definitely
so that's quite young as well. So for me, like Pastor said, he needs to come out of that. He doesn't need to be in a dilemma. There is no dilemma. He should walk away and see what else he can go and do out there. I don't think that if he's in a dilemma, I don't think he should stay or look to go back.
The problem with a lot of young men is at 18, you're thinking that you found your first love.
And,
you know, he's slapping it probably a lot. He's thinking that it's all love and everything's there, but he's not realizing that he should have never fell in love at that young age.
See if I could
go back in time, I'd never fall in love when I was younger. I would have always, like, kept a distance from love. And the reason why I say that is because that heartbreak when you're younger, yeah, it really does hurt you for
don't
a couple of years.
You think it's better to have it when you're younger, where you're more durable, got more energy to recover then?
No,
because you have to go through it at some stage.
You have to.
When you're young, it stifles your development as a person, whatever you was going to reach in life, the goals and the aspiration and the dreams you have. That is no second, because you need to start out your love life. Start out your head or your heart, wherever, and then you could move forward with your ambitions.
Yeah, but, okay.
Because remember, it happened to most of us. It happened to me.
I think it happens to most people, and you get some people who are fortunate enough to stay with their first love. That happens. It's rare, but it happens.
Because, for me, I felt bad for him, because I know that if this is his first heartbreak now. Like, he could be planning to go university, college.
Mm-hmm.
And if that girl's in his head, he's... As much as he's trying to do his books, you know, oh, I love her, love
he's
her.
He's in recovery mode.
Why is she posting? She ain't posted for 2 hours. And look, she looks happy. And why is she out?
Block and delete.
And then he's going to text her, oh, how are you? Then it's going to turn abusive. And that's how a lot of relationships turn
By
abusive.
The way, she leave the end open, sorry.
Yeah, you better tell him then. Your advice to him better be not to do any of that.
No, my advice is just, if I'm being honest, don't take women too serious when you're younger. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of people say they meet their childhood sweetheart. It's I would say 1 out of 10 people find their childhood sweetheart when they're 18. But the majority of us, we're just shooting and missing a lot of times. So if you say you fall in love at 18 and it distracts you from your goals, so you're meant to be playing football, meant to be training, you're with this girl, taking her out to eat. And the girls nowadays, the younger generation, they want so much from the younger other younger boys. Like, oh, what can you spend on me? You're a broke boy. So it's going to make you want to go get money to be with this girl that eventually leaves you after a year. If you spent 10 or 15 grand on this girl out of your salary, now you're going to think, why am I broke? Why have I no money? And it's this girl that, and it's this girl. And a lot of us men, we fell into this trap when we was younger, spending all our money on women, thinking that that was what brought us happiness and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's not about that. Let's be real. The spending of the money on women equals more pum-pum, no?
No.
Is that what you're thinking?
No, the man that spend the most money get the less pum-pum because the girl don't respect him.
Yeah, but I'm saying, is that not what he's thinking? Is that not what he's thinking initially? That's why he's doing it. He's doing it to do for that,
that's
reason.
That's the initial thought.
Thank you very much.
But maybe that's not the thought. I'm with my girl and I check for my girl. It's not about me getting the pum-pum like why I spent. It's to make my girl feel good.
Yeah, but what if you haven't got the pum-pum yet? The buying stuff is like a chirps.
All right, let me just tell
you. Yeah, you know what? A lot of the younger generation actually think like what she just said.
Because them learn it from media.
Yeah, yeah. So you see what she just said?
Somewhere.
What she just said, for older generation, it's different. But I feel like for the younger generation, it's like that. It's like, oh, I have to spend money on her to get to make her feel good. Like, this is the way that I'm going to finesse her through my money and stunting and flexing on her. So he like that's why the girls nowadays say £600 or £1,000 for a date.
That's
if
why
a
they
girl
expect
ever
it.
Said to me more than, bro, £60, bro. I'm not lying to you. I've been looking at her thinking, you've lost your mind.
That's right.
What am I spending £800 on food? A girl actually looked at me and said, oh, wouldn't you spend £800 on food? I said, what? My mum still lives in the council house, bro. We're living in housing association, bro. Who spends £800 on food when that could last my mum a whole 2-3 months in her fridge?
Mm-hmm.
Will you do the maths? You know how much gold meat and how much people we could feed with that?
I don't really spend money on girls, really and truly, because ain't nobody going to break my heart and my pocket.
Oof.
Just one of them you'll break. You'll break my heart because it's free and everybody get one. I don't spend money unless you got a baby for me, baby.
Right, so how do you chirps?
I don't chirps.
What do you do? What do you...
Girls like me and I go for them. I don't chirps nobody. I don't want no girl.
I hear you.
Who
I
like me?
You.
I get them.
And not just that, when it works like that, whatever they've got themselves into, that's their business. Because nobody never told you to.
I learned that long time. Never chat up girls. It's very expensive to chat up a girl because the more money you spend on a girl, it proves the less she likes you.
Wow.
The girls that like you, you ain't got to spend a dollar.
In fact, I will tell you this straight. The girls that like you will make you save your money for you in their future. If they're smart.
Okay.
That's the good ones there.
You understand?
They're the good ones.
Your money for the future that you and them are going to have. Yeah, Never mind, spend it out.
Yeah, that's very rare now. That's very rare.
That's what
I'm being honest.
Okay.
But like, I feel it for the young man because he's only 18, you know what I'm saying? And this is why, to a certain extent, like, I'd say don't fall in love at a young age, you know what I'm saying?
Hard though, how can you say that though?
You still need to tell him that there is no chance of this working. There is no chance of this working because she's trying one guy now. If it don't work with the guy she's trying now, she's going to come right back to him. And then when she find another guy, she's going to do the same thing. So is it going to be a thing that keep moving like that? She's going to keep trying for because she's looking.
Yeah, because basically, I think the bottom line, what message I get from this is that he is clearly not fulfilling her in the way that she desires or in the way that he thinks he is. That's why she will keep looking. Because once you're satisfied with who you're dealing with,
women don't satisfy. Women have a hypergamous nature will keep them unsatisfied. So if they glance something, if I have a woman and if that guy got a girlfriend and I am affluent and whatever, and I show interest in that guy's girlfriend, she's not his girl anymore. If I don't show any interest, she's his girl.
I understand that, because the only reason that you would show interest is because she's given you the ick to show the interest in the first place. Mm. Is that right?
Quite so.
Right, there you go. So I get it. I get it. And I think he's absolutely right. Because apparently there's a look in people's eyes. And then guys goes, she likes me. Mm-hmm. I can tell that girl mm-hmm. likes me. Mm-hmm. Just by one look.
And we study that too. We know when to and how long to look at her and all these good
my
stuff.
My uncle's always telling me that girl likes me much. I'm saying, yo, Croft, who would like you? But he knows yes. what he's saying. Yes. And it's personal between the person and them.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, if he goes back with her, what you're saying is that she will always have him up.
Mm.
Is that what you're saying?
What does have him up mean? Like
in the sense of she will always be looking
of course.
For more new of course. Satisfaction of course. Or another satisfaction. Of course. So he really needs to stay away from her.
Stay away from all relationship because all relationship goes like that.
Yeah, but everything's a relationship. So me and you are going to argue about this. Every intervention is a relationship, whether it's a snap and go.
Take her serious then.
Okay. Say that then, because
taking her serious,
there's all different levels of relationship.
Yeah, if you take a girl serious, any man that take women serious gonna cry, and it's been set.
That's so sad.
Well, it's not we sad, you know. It's uno cause the sadness.
Oh no, but it's so bad, and I can't even disagree with you as a woman myself. I cannot disagree, and it is so sad because as a human being, I want to be taken seriously. What are you talking about? What I say, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But no, now because you got. Breasts, you got pumple, you can breathe because you're a woman. Oh, we're not taking you seriously. Just simple as that. It doesn't matter what I say. That's hard work.
Yeah, you got to counsel the other ladies them and make them know. Say, yeah, I'm making bad for the good ones. So,
well, I keep telling them, but I think that goes on deaf ears because you can't tell the bad ones that they're bad. There's no way they're listening. They don't even think they're bad.
Mm-mm.
So then you've got no platform.
Mm-mm.
It's like you're jumping into the air. You've got nothing to land on.
So that's why then cost me so much?
Yes, basically. It's exactly why.
Dumb Jamaican guy.
Yeah, yeah, no, seriously.
They always say the most, you will get
a lot of cussings because of your openness and the fact that you're so honest. Do you know how many people will be so, like, reserved to say what you think? They're not doing that because they don't want to expose themselves.
Mm-hmm. Trust me. Another crazy situation. A man asked woman to send his money back after paying bill on the date. Then she declined to go on a second date with him. He says, I was in complete shock. It made it seem like the only reason she would offer to pay my drinks was the woman says, I was in complete shock. It made it seem like the only reason he would offer to pay my drinks was that he expects something from me. What's your thoughts?
She shouldn't accept anything from him. Women shouldn't go out and accept things from men. And that's it, full stop. You shouldn't. Because obviously, there's going to be one, especially alcohol. That's the best you can do. Let's be serious.
It's real, though. It's so real. Like, I'm offering you alcohol, and then I'm expecting something. Of course, because I'm offering you alcohol.
So
the
what
hell?
Do you do?
It's not like I offered you a dinner. I'm buying drinks.
Yes,
I'm
alcohol.
Thinking of buying you drinks so we both can get lit. That's what he's thinking.
You say no. When guys offer to buy you drinks at any stage, no is the answer. No.
But no, girls go out there for guys to buy them
and
drinks.
And that's when the problem starts.
The problem is men should stop offering to buy girls drinks.
No, but the men are never going to stop to do that because as we've established, all leads road to pum pum. How else are you going to get
well,
it?
Well, you know what? When they get played by doing what? That those kind of things, they shouldn't complain about it. Sure. Because if you, as I say, I have my strategy. I spend no money. So if this guy see this girl, want to spend money upon her, and don't get nothing back, they didn't have no deal.
It's true.
They should say, yo, baby, I'm going to spend this amount of money and get you lit, and you're going to give me some glue at the end of the night.
Nobody talks like that.
And we
like
sign
that.
A piece of paper.
But nobody goes, some men go in thinking that that's, because they've done it so many times,
mm-hmm.
it's like, this
unspoken.
Is what is, yeah, it's like an unspoken, but if you're taking someone out, like, what are we getting out for? You don't like me, I don't like you, like, what's the point? Like, I'm trying to get to know you.
I speak to so many women and I realize that it seems like they really believe that I'm trying to get to know them. But maybe because women think men think the way they think.
We don't.
So she might be trying to get to know me, but I'm trying to get to know the pum pum feel.
Yeah, she's lying as well. She's lying. She's not trying to get to know you. She's trying to get to know what you're like, how much money you're not going to spend, you're not going to take her, this and that, so she can chat you and do and still let off at the end of the day. That's what she's looking to
Mad.
Do. That's exactly, because that's what happens, no? Mm. That's what happens. They find out everything they got to find out, digging, and they got some talk afterwards, and what happens? Still lie down, open foot. Same way. What's the point?
She need to get the... Remember, you know, the more pump, the more glue we get, the more we fall in love. And the more fall in love, we take care of what we're in love with.
And that's what they think they know. But they don't understand. So for me, for what I see, for men, it's a numbers game. I saw my friend's son. He looked so good what he was wearing. I said, if you don't get 10 numbers on the road, then you're rubbish. Today, the way he looked, he must get 10 numbers. One of them gang must grind him.
And what? Yeah, see, what this is, I'm going to be 100% honest. Yeah, if I took a girl out on a... The girl's done that to me, actually. Mm. That's actually happened to me once. But I understood where I went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I understood where I went wrong immediately. Immediately, I knew where I went wrong. Immediately, I was trying to be a good guy to a woman that wanted a bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, this is where the problem lies with a lot of men. You think, I'm going to be a gentleman. I'm going to take you out for dinner. I'm going to put on my best clothes. I'm going to do all this. She didn't want all of that. What she wanted me to say is, look, I'm coming around to your house to do the thing right now.
So you're trying to go date?
Yeah, I'm trying to be a gentleman, because this is what I thought women wanted. Because at one time in my life, I was a simp. And this is the reason why I'll tell men. This is why, bro, I'm open with it. I was a simp.
Of course, of course.
I was a simp. I thought, I'm making lots of money, I can spend on women. Because that's they're going to like me. They're going to rate me, think that I've got money. Because subconsciously, we, from the music that we see, like, oh, he's buying her a Birkin, he's doing all, so we're like, bro, I ain't even doing enough. But it's all a lie. That's a fake. People are only doing that for show.
The whole thing is fake. She gonna lie down with you anyway.
Thank you, but this is where my mind went wrong. So I think what happened was, the first date me and the girl went out, everything went good on my half, mm-hmm.
In your mind.
I think she thought, you're too soft for me. But I'm not soft. I'm a bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm being a gentleman, like an idiot.
I think that before the date was proposed, because something has to happen before the date is proposed. You don't just go on a date unless you're out already. She already saw you for the bad boy that you were. And then now you come switch it up with some niceness. She must have been, like, confused.
You're right. So I knew I went wrong. So as soon as the day finished and I called her the next day and she never answered, and then she sent me a text message saying, I think we should be friends. I was like... This girl made me spend £60 on food, and now she's talking about friends.
Yep.
I said, you took time out of my life, and there's actually girls that actually like me. There's girls that actually like me that I could have done that with, you know? And you made me waste my time. So I said, you know what? I'll never do that again. So now, girls say, oh, I want to go on dates. I'm like, I'm not even on it still.
I would take a girl on a date, you know. However, I have to slap her in the glue a couple times before.
I hear this, you know, because I don't see the point in otherwise. To be honest, because I think that you need to seal the deal on that level first before you start investing in other levels.
Yes.
That's a fact still, because I think some people want to invest lots of money on something that they're not even sure if they want again. So, like, I spent £400 on this hotel, £500 on food, and I bought all these nice gifts. And that time she's like, I'm on period. I swear to God.
This is what I'm trying to say.
This is what some men do with their life, bro. And then they'll be saying, you know what? At the end of the day, when their pocket is looking broke, they'll phone the girl and say, you know what, I don't want to chat to you again, but run my money back, please. And he will look like a broke boy. She will expose him and be like, I can't believe he asked me for the money. Bro, he wants his money back. Give him his money. He spent his hard-earned money.
He shouldn't have taken it in the first place.
His hard-earned money for nothing.
I have to agree with the woman them this time. You buck an idiot, you take him for an idiot.
I would advise a woman just to not to bother with it in the first place.
Mm.
Not to bother with taking anything, because he is going to expect something back. Even if it's his money back, he's going to expect something. Do you know what I mean?
I understand that.
You ain't going to get away with giving him nothing without being called all the names under the sun and being a gold digger and this and that. Leave them with their things, innit?
Well, as I said, as the rule going on, women are designed to extract from men. So if you drop yourself into the situation where she can extract from you, you are the madman.
Well,
a snake is meant to bite you. A lion is meant to eat you. put yourself in the position and make it happen to you. So it's the same thing. Women are meant to extract. If you put yourself into the position, your stuff will be extracted and she won't give you anything. I promise you, a woman respect the man that give her nothing. Because I've seen it all the time. The man that... me a boops him out, him have money. The man that is so kind to her, she don't like him.
It's, but Pastor, I want to know, yeah, in the world of, like, the reality of worlds, we think as men, I'm being kind, mm-hmm. I'm being generous, mm-hmm. I'm being courteous to you, mm-hmm. I'm being a gentleman. Mm-hmm. How can you not like me?
Because...
there's an agenda, though. So,
because a woman, as I said to you the other day, I don't remember if I said this, but when a woman get something from you, she don't think that you was kind. She think that she con you and take your things. So I cannot be grateful to somebody who I trick. Is my smartness and my wittiness get your things? So women will never say,
make him right. I don't want to, yeah, because obviously I just wouldn't want to do to make him right, but I have to make you right.
What?
I tell you why. Because most women want your time. They want you and your time. And, I from what I can gather, a man like Pastor, boy, I don't know how much of that you're going to get. However, if you're shelling out, like Pastor says, you're shelling out, obviously you're going to get rinsed. You will get rinsed.
100%.
You will get rinsed. And yeah. Like he says, I don't blame them.
That's why in the long run, a woman say, you never done nothing for me, because she really, really, really believes that you haven't done anything for her. Because
I just think that's ungratefulness.
It's not. It's the way how she was designed. She's designed to extract. So if you are stupid enough to give her the things then she don't think that it's like, he was generous, he was kind, he's thinking of me. No, I tricked that motherfucker, get his things them.
You know what? Can't be grateful. Right. He's right. And you see, the more crisp they are as well, the girls, like, as in voluptuous mm-hmm. and good-looking and attractive, the more they think they've tricked you mm-hmm. because of their looks now has drawn you in to put your hand in your pocket.
Quite so. I used to give a girl £5 every time I passed by her house, which is because I know her big sister. I used to give her £5. Just, you know, put it on your light. That was long ago still, when £5 could have put it on your light or something.
Yeah.
And the girl tell the next girl that I was slapping, say, she's boopsing me out. When I'm thinking of you, I'm thinking your house look mucky. You need a little gas. You need a little light. Maybe you could buy some milk for your child. You know what I mean? And she's telling the next girl she's boopsing me, but she really thinks she was.
Yeah, of course.
So this particular one take me years to work out. I worked this out myself to find out that nobody told me this. Yes. I didn't read this anywhere. I work it out. Say, why are women so-called ungrateful? It's not ungrateful.
It's just they feel entitled.
They're meant to take things from you.
Yeah, yeah. They're designed for that.
When the lion eat a gazelle, you think the lion grateful? Say thank you for the meat.
Yeah.
I had to work to get you.
It's true.
I had to craft. I had to sneak under my belly like that in the grass, and you was careless, gazelle. So yeah. I am careless if a girl boops me out.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not like she's ungrateful. She's very grateful.
Yeah, because she's using that money for something. It's true.
That is crazy. But
it's just the way ladies mix, so we can't mix with them feet.
Yeah, I find that sad, though. I find that sad because after a few experiences, your man will just be like, bro, I'm not even taking girls on dates anymore. And then the girl that's actually worth it, you might not take her on dates. But I always say that I feel like men that spend too fast on women are simps. And the reason why I say that is because... like, I was trying to say this to someone the other day, and they didn't get what I was trying to say. I said, women have to earn a spot in your life. You're just giving them spots. You don't just give someone... bro, if I want to get into college, I have to prove that I've got my GCSEs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can't just walk and say, yeah, I want to enter. I want to enroll in college. They're going to be like, what's your qualifications? Like, can you do a test for us? But then the only thing that we don't do that is in relationships.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She don't have to do anything to earn my loyalty. I just give it to her straight away. Mm-hmm. I give her all my love. I give her all my trust. I give her all my money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most retardedest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, that's about to say that. That's the trick, what Pastor just said.
What, because she's beautiful?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
And
It's the trick.
And our head is geared to...
I'm sorry. I'm not even in the... them levels of blah blah, and for me, I don't need to do nothing to hold my man. I just have to be who I am. I just have to sit here actually and do what I am a woman. How much power I actually have in real life.
But do you know what the funny thing is? They're taking it away from women with feminism because they're like, oh, you haven't got power. You're so oppressed. You're so this. And then it's like the opposite because women ain't like... Back in, like, say 100 years ago, maybe, but we're saying in 2023, it's not like that. There is the odd 1-2 hair cases, yes. Mm-hmm. We're not going to say there's not some things that are going on that is not right against women. But in the grand scheme of it, in this day and age, 2023, you ain't getting away with a lot, mate.
I think women are living the life that the ancient women used to live today, and they're like women love to mention back. Mm. We went through, and you didn't went through nothing. Because nobody can, I can't say to you, I went through slavery. My foreparents did, I didn't.
Yes,
true. So they love come, you know what we've been through? No, you didn't. You're luxurious. Yeah, you get protection, you get food, you get everybody, you get, men can't even say hi to you no more the way you're protected.
I'm about to say that. Because since Sarah Everard has been murdered, yeah, the laws have changed, as everybody knows. And basically, you can't even call a woman a bitch. She'd get you nicked. You can't, there's certain things that definitely do not run anymore because of this protection thing that you're talking about. But for me, it's almost, I don't know, I just feel, why do women need so much protection? Why are you out there so much without your armour or unprotected that you need so much protection all of a sudden? What's going on with it all? I don't know. I'm confused because you're supposed to be able to stand up for yourself at all times, no? And at all costs, no matter what,
I think they should be more dependent on men for protection and stop hoping like a woman would dress any man as she want, anywhere she want to dress, and get drunk in a dangerous world like this and act as if, well, no one shouldn't.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, no one shouldn't do anything that is wrong. Are you going to volunteer yourself and say because they shouldn't? No, you have to be like, because we men don't hope for shouldn't, you know. We men we don't go out there and say, that boy shouldn't rob me if he see me with my fake watch that looks real. I tricked them so I watch fake. My fake watch that look real. If I should walk down the dark alley and blinging and all these things and ray and they grab me, whose fault is that?
So this is the argument that women have, and I don't agree with it. Women are saying that...
They should be able to?
Yeah.
Yeah, we agree. I should be able to do anything I want to.
Yeah, but you can't. And that's it. That's the bottom line. That's the reality.
I teach my daughters not to be talking about what should be.
What's reality?
It is a messed up world.
Absolutely.
I teach any woman who asks me a question, say, don't work on what should, because men, people, bad people don't work off of what should. There's atrocity happening in the world right now, and it should not be happening.
And it is.
But it is. So go on, put on battery rider, pum pum shots, get drunk, go on out the road. Then when things happen to you, just say it shouldn't.
And that's the problem with it shouldn't, because while you're saying it shouldn't, it already has. So everything that shouldn't has already affected you. You can't erase it, you can't change it, you can't take it back. So it's almost like we're living in a prevention better than cure society. Everybody knows what it is. You know if you've got shorts, da da da, blah blah blah, you know you're gonna get attention.
All right, girls love attention so much that they will risk the danger that come with dressing
so
extremely revealing. So
bad.
Attention, they say, is like a crack thing. So she's willing to run the risk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said attention for a woman is like money is for a man.
We
love to get money.
So we run the risk to get the money, okay. Yeah.
And women run the risk with the intention. That's why a woman, even though she'll tell men she's in a relationship with you, but women are very crafty and understand this more than men did.
Mm-hmm.
My brother only recently found this out. So he got into a relationship, and now he's telling all of the other girls that he was linking, I'm in a relationship. But he's saying the girls want him more.
That's right.
But he said, it doesn't make sense. So I had to break it down to him why it doesn't make sense. Women want what they can't have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a proven fact. If you seem unavailable, a woman would want you more. That's but if you seem too available, a woman will start to not appreciate you.
She don't like
you,
bro. Yeah.
So if you're every day seeing a woman, every day seeing her.
Annoying.
But then if you see her once every week, twice every week, and you're really making it difficult, you're like, look, I can see you, but it's going to be at this time, at this time. She'll appreciate you more mm-hmm. because you'll be like, all right, he hasn't got time to mm-hmm. to really waste. You know what I'm saying?
My most attractive moments are when I don't hear from you.
See?
Then my... Oh, you can't get better than that, mate.
It's not.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It sounds weird.
I can't believe this.
But see? It's the truth.
See?
We have women fall in love with you while they can't see you. But I think we're different. Men are different. We... Sometimes them ask would ask me if me not get bored, me not dare get bored of a woman. It's just disrespect to get bored of a woman. Me don't know if a woman get bored of me, but I don't dare get bored of somebody, not just a woman, somebody, or annoyed or whatever. You know what I mean? Not upon them something. So me not get bored of a woman. Like if me ever have, be with a one woman for 20 years, me not bored. If she lose, if she put on this heap of weight, why are you bored now?
Right, so do you not think that lies with you rather than the woman? You
I know, that's like with me, that's me, that's me.
You don't
that's
get
me.
Bored with yourself.
That, yeah, that's me. That's why I don't get bored. It's not like a woman will get bored.
Texting every day kills attraction. She needs some time when she where she's
it's
actually
not just every day. Yeah, maybe every day because you want to say hello, how are you, yeah? But it's the every minute ones. Every incident in your day, I don't need to know about all your business.
Yes, you know.
Because the problem I've got 1 minute, Pastor, the problem I've got when you feel you're telling me all your business, you feel you're telling me this, you're telling me that, then you feel that I've got to be like that with you. That's the problem I've got, and it can't work.
What we as men need, you see? Because we as men, we need attention too. We need, not attention, love from our person. So if we can't get what we need from our person because it's too much for her, we definitely recommend that women start thinking about letting them man have, or not even letting them, just go sit down and quiet when we have multiple women to give us what we need.
On a physical level or...
Whichever.
Whatever you choose.
Yes, then we definitely we need a woman... More than one woman for the physical thing of it.
I agree as well.
We definitely need that. Me personally, I don't need to tell a girl, oh, I done this or I done that. I done this. I do. But I realize that my woman personally don't tell me a lot. So I'm just tired. You know what? Fuck that shit. I ain't telling you nothing. But we need enough girls. Because we want to have fornication every time and we don't want to do it sometime.
Yeah. You know what? Well, I think it works both ways, that one, to be honest. And that's all I've got to say.
Okay, you got something to say, say it.
Nah, it works both ways on the same level of... Because as well as women going through certain things like menstrual cycle, the hormones up and down, then as you get older, you go through the menopause. Men also go through low testosterone, mood swings, this putting on weight... Gaining, blah, blah, blah. And it works both ways for a woman, depending on what kind of mind a human has. Because you made a point, Rare Talks, and you said women always want what they can't have. I think that's a human trait. I think that's a people trait all the way go around from child to man to woman.
Men that grew up with their mother alone pick up that trait.
Because they learn it from her.
That's right.
I think it's so impossible for a woman to raise a man.
Quite so.
It's impossible. It's a bloody hard job. So then now we've got a load of men out there raised by single mothers, because it was an epidemic at one stage. Then what do you do?
There's no beer. Men with ladies' attributes are...
Oh, it's bloody ridiculous.
So they're sensitive.
Oh, my Lord.
They have a lot of muscle, and they're easy to trigger.
Oh, goodness.
And that's why they're in and out of jail, because they're getting themselves into trouble sick of what somebody said.
Exactly. Easily offended.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, lack of tolerance, lack of patience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And learning how to be sneaky. The worst thing you can get is a sneaky man.
Uh-oh.
That's not a man. That's like a mouse.
Facts.
A sneaky man. Nah, Bridging, that's when you're definitely following your mum.
Well, we have an epidemic of that, so...
It's ridiculous. Men should not be sneaky. Man's supposed to have chess and tell you straight, hear what, I'm going out.
No, but do you know where that gets taken? Society makes it seem, again... Society as a whole and the social media make it seem as if you do say that to a woman, you're a narcissist, you're a controller, you're a manipulator, you're an abuser, because you go and do whatever you want, instead of actually saying you're just a man.
Basically.
Because they want to destroy masculinity.
When a woman do what she wants, she's strong, she's brave, she's courageous.
Listen, that is impossible for a woman to do what she wants. She must have to come up and run up in some man at some stage to help her to do what she wants.
100%. Even a single woman, when that wire busts and the water's leaking in the bathroom,
yeah, a man should have to
call. She's going to call a man, and a man's going to come round and deal with it.
Either way you look at it, mate, impossible to live without men.
I had an argument, I had to hang up the phone to the conversation. I was talking to a lady and she was telling me that women plumbers and all these things. And I'm saying, is there enough women plumbers to fix the world if enough men plumbers stop working? Well, I know few women plumbers. I work with the council. I know... I say, yo, you want to go into the sewer? Do you know any woman plumber that want to go into the sewer? Do you know any woman electrician that want to climb the light post? I just think that women like to, they want to be men so much that, you know what I mean? Don't just do your thing and we do our thing.
Listen, what we've got is a problem. To me, it's the same concept of wanting to be a vegan. You order a burger that looks like meat and tastes like meat. You're talking about you're a vegan. Bruv, you're a woman. So, and that's it. That's what you are. It doesn't matter if you want to be called they, them, him, whatever you want to be called. Once you're a woman, you just are. And everybody, I think for me, I know for a fact, it doesn't matter how out of place things want to look, we've all got our role to play. And the sooner you realise what your actual role is, the better off you'll be. No matter
remember,
what
a girl can a girl in my problem with take part in athletic stuff. No, cause you have the ladies them agree with the guys them so much and say, oh, he's a girl now. He's my friend. He's my yes. See, now the woman them invite them in and now them a win every competition. What am I gonna do? Women are like self-destruction things if they're not careful to themselves, you know. Because all of what them put up with is gonna backfire on them in the long run.
But you can't say that you wanna you're fighting for women's rights, but you wanna do a man's job. I don't get it. I don't understand the thing about it.
They want equal rights.
Yeah, so but you can't have equal rights because you're not equal.
Well, you can't tell them that.
Well, I'm telling them now. I'm telling them right this minute. I just said it, and it's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm a woman, and for me, I'm full woman. There's nothing to do about being feminine. Listen, I don't need to do none of that. You see me here. However, I don't know. Why does everyone try to do too much?
Well, we men. Well, I don't know about some men, but most of us men, we are men, and we don't want to be women in any way. So. I don't know why women want to do... Most of all, we don't want to do the jobs that women do. Not disrespectful, just is a role in life. You do that, I do this.
The answer is, a lot of women would say, it's because a lot of men aren't stepping up. They're not stepping up to their role, you know? That's why we have to be independent, because men are lacking and men
they're
are
right.
not being
they're right.
Men.
But what made it happen?
Yeah, exactly.
When they did not keep the father around to teach that young man to be a man.
I agree.
Now they grew up, the society grew up a generation up, so all the girls are complaining, oh, these are not real men, but your mother make that one.
I agree.
Facts.
And I agree. And that's all I can say is I agree. And there's a certain age group of men that are particularly like it. I'm going to say it now. If you're in between the ages of certain ages, I'm going to say 40 and at least that 50 age. In between 40 and 50, oh, the femininity that comes. Boy, you can't even talk to them, man, there and say nothing to them before they fly up in you and react in a way. You just have to think to yourself, boy, now you need to go back to the drawing board and somebody needs to teach you how to be a proper person.
Facts. Do you know what more news of the week here that they haven't been promoting? And this is why I say that in our community, there's an issue that we have in among ourselves that the issues that are actually pertinent to the society that we're living in is not put as the forefront. And the things that people put to the forefront are ridiculous things.
Mm-hmm.
Like they would misinterpret something that I say on a podcast and that would be the best and biggest news of the week in our black community. But then you have women like Lucy Letby, a child killer that was killing babies. that were just born. Imagine you have your baby. You know, it's the most specialist time in a man's life when you see your newborn. I don't know any time that I've ever felt like, wow, like, this is God's creation. I can't believe this. Like, this is greater than my mind can ever perceive.
Mm.
The woman is killing the youths then, bro. She was a nurse. She got convicted today of killing about 8 children, bro.
And she got
that
off.
They know about.
Yeah, wow. So they said today she got off with a good few because there were more babies that died, but she got off with a couple of those. Yeah, so these people as a nurse, so you reckon she put herself in that position so she could kill babies, or do you think?
Damn right.
Yeah, you reckon?
Damn right.
Do you know why she was the unsuspecting culprit? Because she's white. Hey, let's call a spade a spade. The reason why we wouldn't have looked at her as a child killer because she's white. Yeah, we would have looked at the black auntie or someone, the Asian woman. We'd have been like, oh yeah, definitely the Asian woman or definitely the black woman. When these people are most less likely to want to do that.
I don't agree. I think that there are crimes for races. And I think murdering babies is a white woman's crime.
And a white man's crime.
Yeah, and a white man's crime.
True, I don't think
it's black.
You don't really
crime.
See a lot of people in our ends or in our community.
We're too nurturing for that.
Yeah, it's not something that black. We do other things.
That's what I'm saying. We're too nurturing for that one.
And it's just like you see other nationalities doing. And you know what? That reminds me of like working in the UK. Yeah? Every nationality has something that they're good at. Like, for instance, you know, if you're going to get Uber Eats, it's probably going to be a Brazilian guy. 9 out of 10 times, Brazilians. They love the Uber Eats. They love their bikes. If you go to an internet cafe, probably Somali people. Like, everybody's got
their
own
trade.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, or a cab driver, probably Somali. Yeah. Or something like that. But everybody's got their specific trade. But when it comes to child killing, why is it that as soon as you say child killer, the first thing that comes to my mind is a white person, whether they're white, man or a white woman.
True.
I don't actually think about a black person.
No way.
If you said to me, what?
Yeah,
no,
you'd
way.
Be shocked.
The men are mad like that.
Yeah.
They killed a baby. But this woman has done it and it's not front page everywhere. Why isn't every single person reporting it? And again, it's a disease in our community that the things that we don't look at as important because, oh, it's a white person. But the person killed babies.
Forget
what colour the person is.
Yeah.
Bro, they're killing babies. We're all meant to be against that. There's some things as a community that we're all meant to stand up in arms and say no. Yes. And that's the reason why there's a lot of things happening now.
Too many.
Because we're not standing in arms, bro. I don't care if you're a Christian, a Jew. I don't care what race you are. We're all meant to be hand in hand. Child killers, we're all meant to be against them.
Because
they're the worst of society. We're not meant to be like, oh, you know what? Well, you know, it's not really that big of a news.
Yeah. It's not our problem.
Because a white woman that done it, so it's like, it's not that
bad. It's not our problem.
Oh, she's probably mad. They're going to say something's wrong with her. She got mental health. But if I was going to kill someone now, they'll say, oh yeah, he was a cold-hearted killer.
Yeah.
He became Muslim and that's why he was extreme and he killed someone. Like, they'll put a story to it.
And your first title would be black.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. Black man.
Black man kills. So now, we're doing the same to them.
Yeah.
White woman kills babies. Forget her name.
Yeah.
White nurse.
Mm-mm.
Kills. Yeah,
you have to put it on.
Because we have to pull it. We the same thing they like to put on us. Black men are not there for their children. Lies. These lies that have been perpetuated for generations now. And then in the black community, we don't even care.
I know.
We see it and we're like, oh yeah.
No,
yeah.
We don't. It's not that we don't care. We prove it right. We prove it right time and time and time again.
But it's minority now. We're looking at minorities now. Because
I feel like
we're in the day and age.
That's
now.
What you think. You see the problem that we've got as well. You've got all sorts of problems in our community. That's why police don't come to us that much. That's why we won't get any help from the police as much as we should, because everybody's paying their tax same way. But they're fed up with not being called or being called, giving the wrong information, never get to put anybody to trial, this, that, and the other. What they're coming out for?
True.
What they're coming out for?
So yeah, that Lisa Letby, man, she killed children, but I couldn't believe it. When I saw that, I was like, bro, why isn't this like front page in it?
Do you know what, though? I think those kind of things, yeah, I think we've become a society that's numb to certain things. And the things that would interest us more, like you said, because that's really important, what you just said. But if you go and put out now what new trainers have come out on da-da-da, you see how much black people rush to go and click the button to find out what new trainers there are.
You know why again? It all leads to fatherless household.
Oh, so true.
The attention.
So true.
Whatever the mother pay attention to.
Yes.
That is what the family pay attention
to. Yes.
And then the whole family grew up paying attention to pasa pasa.
To the wrong thing.
Instead of positivity.
Absolutely.
because there's no male figure that focus and deal with positivity and reality in that household. So all these things come from it.
And sometimes when there is a male figure, he's actually not helping. He's hindering because of the way he was raised and his beliefs and values.
The fact is a lot of older men, their fathers, if they were there, they were harsh. And if they weren't there, it still had an impact. And then it's called generational trauma. Generational trauma is the reason why there's a lot of damaged communities now. Generational trauma. And it needs to be broken by somebody saying, this is not right. And every time the person tries to change it, the society and the government don't want it to change. See, the reason why they brought crack in the 80s was to destroy us as people. It wasn't to make us money or us to be smart. They taught us how to make crack. Crack was cocaine first, then you put baking soda. It was made in a lab first. Yeah. And then a man said, if we put this in the black community, could we destroy them? Because they're becoming a little bit strong and united, and all of them are getting married and having families. And you know, that's a problem.
Trying to be normal.
Yeah, like, if they build communities, then
We're in problems.
So we need to keep this thing. So the government became the new stepfather. So you see child benefits, child maintenance. Mm-hmm. If a woman says that she's single, she gets more. If a woman says she's in a relationship, they...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
But they don't even know how much your partner's getting, they just cut it. So she goes back to lying again. So what happens when you keep telling yourself a lie, bro?
You start believing it.
Can't believe it.
You are single, you are broke. You have got no hope.
So now... she's actually genuinely believing it. So from the people higher up, they're destroying the people lower, and we're not seeing it for what it really is, because we're just like, oh, the women are bad. But it's actually a conspiracy at the top trying to destroy us, bro, because they know that if we link up and we become strong again, we're going to take over the country in about 23 or 24 years from now. You know what they said? Everyone's going to be mixed race in the UK. Every single person in 24 years, the white people will be washed out. They'll be washed out. Because black people we're spreading so much. They're not having children like we're having children. Even Asian people are having lots of children.
Yeah. So
every community has lots of children. Go look at white people's families. 1, 2. Absolutely. Maximum 3 children.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe 4. Ooh, we pushed it, babes.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Eastern Europeans have lots of kids. Black people have lots of kids. But what are they doing now? They're shunning you if you have lots of kids.
But
check it out.
You have to look at it a different way. No, they want the race to be mixed, because I hear about this global warming thing that's gonna the need for we black men to breed their white chicks for them race to be still
to be able to survive in the heat
yeah
with the melanin
yeah
okay That makes sense.
I don't know if it's soap gob, but I heard something.
It's melatonin. So our skins are made up of... because I'm from... this can sound mad there. But because I'm from Jamaica, when I went to Jamaica and the sun hit me, that was the first time, because I remember someone was telling me where sat on the equator's border or something. I can't remember what. Tropical equator, yeah? So there's a line that goes through the earth and it's like the most tropical of suns and it's the most hottest of heats. There's places in the world hotter than Jamaica, but the heat in Jamaica is different. That's why there's a lot of dark-skinned people in Jamaica. So they said, when I went out there, I actually got sunburned. They was telling me to put sun cream on. And I was like, why am I putting sun cream on? They're like, yeah, just put sun cream on. So I remember first like week or something, I put sun cream. And then after that, I stopped putting sun cream. I just think it's long. I ain't putting no sun cream. As a matter of fact, I ain't putting no cream on. I used to go out with no cream on, but my skin was never dry. Because the sun was actually going into my skin. The reason why your skin's dry in this country is because the sun's not penetrating where it's meant to be doing. That little bit of sweat that you get in Jamaica? Because you just start sweating. See, you come out your yard in Jamaica, walk 5 yards and you're sweating already. Mm-hmm. But it's not normal sweat, like you're stinking sweat.
Oh, it's moisturous. Oil's coming out of your body, like you said, creeping out your skin.
So that's when I learned, raw, like the sun's different out there. And so people that have melatonin in their skin, and melanin, so like... white people can't handle that. So in a few years, if you've clocked here, this is meant to be summer right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not summer.
No.
This is probably the worst year that we've had in years.
Absolutely.
Of summer. It's been raining all winter. Mm-hmm. Like, it's even colder right now. It's not really looking that nice. I think it was raining this morning, if I was correct.
Yeah, it was raining.
Raining hard this morning.
There's going to be a storm today as well.
Storm today. You see the stuff later that they're saying?
Yeah.
A storm. Why are we having storms in the middle of August?
In the middle of August. Pissed me off.
People can't even enjoy their summers. Like, I remember summer holidays when I was younger was actually summer holidays. I'd come out
every day
from July the 27th to September the 3rd, and the whole of that was just sun. I was literally enjoying my life. Ice creams every day. You know you're going to buy your ice lolly. Got my little money. I'm making sure I buy my ice lollies. I was with my friends every day. I was outside every day.
Every day.
Nowadays, your kids going outside every single day. You don't know what the weather's going to bring them.
It's not even the weather's going to bring them. There's no way you're letting your kids out go out every day to go where?
And it's expensive as well.
Yeah, you better be with them spending money. Can't let your kids just go out. Let's get me started. And did you know that melanin is worth like, I don't know, I think it's like £3,000 a
very expensive. I was watching a thing on the other day.
It's very, what? Very.
Yeah, melanin is the most expensive thing on earth, really.
Really, really. It's more expensive than gold and the precious metals and everything per gram.
So again, you guys in Jamaica that is bleaching out, they don't even know what. They better just cut off a piece of their skin and sell it. That'd be better.
Yeah, can make money out of it.
That's mad. What do you think of people bleaching?
I think it's ridiculous.
Oh, come on. How can that be good?
If I could have made myself, I'd be like...
black like tar.
Couple inches taller and dark skin.
I would be black like tar. My little brother. Even you're not dark enough for me. Did you know that the darker you are, the more testosterone you have? Testosterone is connected to the sun.
And it doesn't mean that I don't like myself because I said that. It's just that the way I'm pro.
Me, yeah, pro, I want to be darker so that I don't have to talk as much.
I feel like the dark, like me personally, like I remember when I was younger, they like tried to make it seem like being lighter was better. But like I come from a dark skin, my mom and my dad both dark skin, so
but then work. I don't know how it is because I used to be cussed. Me and my sister used to be cussed for being light skin.
You're very red though. You're not light skin. You're red.
They used to call us red. If I remove my clothes,
totally red.
And you're white there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what us black people will call you red.
Well, they used to call us that.
Yeah.
Red skin boy. Red skin pussy boy.
It's mad hating on you. That was hate. That was mad hate.
It's all the bleachers that will not like you.
No, but bleaching didn't invent those times. They didn't invent.
No, I've been bleaching from back in the days.
African people. You know what it is?
Bleaching. It wasn't. I think Vibes Cartel kind of pushed it to the forefront when he made that cake soap. Cool, let me wash your face with the cakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's when, because it was happening before.
Yeah.
But then he kind of made it trendy. So now you see that. Now I see the artists. I see Intense. I was like, bro, I swear that Intense ain't that color. I see Intense. I said, bruv, I was looking at his knuckles and I looked at his skin.
Yeah,
I
that's
said,
how
nah,
you can tell.
He's bleaching. But he's bleaching on a bad man thing. Like, what? I'm bleaching. What? You won't. You know,
with
back
chess.
In the. Yeah. Back
bro. A bad man bleach. Bleach are cheap.
What? Expensive?
I didn't. Oh, I see.
A girl rate you if you bleach, bro.
Status.
A girl rate you if you bleach.
I get it. I understand.
Because bleaching
now
is not no cheap business, bro.
It's like gold teeth.
Well, I thought you just get the soap and you just rub it, fam.
Quick. Well, rude boy. Rude boy. Load the cake soap. Load the cake soap, brother. The cake soap not bleached. Cool. The cake soap make your face cool. That not bleach you. You gotta get something that the Neprozone mixed with it, something that them have all in. There's a big internet, we call it now, industry.
Oh, yes, yeah,
even
industry.
Even Dewey from Queenie, he sells bleach, he pours out bleach worldwide.
What?
Oh, come
the,
on.
The recipe, bruh.
This it's is like some, a trend then. What
this
you
is
saying?
This is this is an industry.
But you know what? I generally thought bleach, but I knew it can't be easy. Because it's going from black to white, so it must be hard, but...
And yes, it's a process as well. You have to take your time with it if you're serious about it, isn't it?
I
like,
think
people
so,
that
yeah
are serious about it, they've got their professional way, and they can't run out, and then... Because I know this girl, you know her as well, actually. She has a man, and he bleaches, boy. And he must start bleach.
Yeah, bleaching.
It's a serious thing. Yeah, you have to set all your bath and go in your bath and bleach in your bath. And
but what do you think the actual mindset is behind bleach? Do you think people are doing it because they think that by bleach? Because I remember one time I was watching a documentary about Jamaica. Yeah, I always watch my Jamaican documentaries. I was at my house here the other week with my dad. Yeah, and my dad was watching some old school movie, bro. This movie was old. You know how old it was? Man's riding an old motorbike. Yeah. And man put the line of judo on it. And man got robbed for it. And he was a dancer.
I watched that one.
I can't remember what the artist was called. But my dad was saying all these names. I was like, bro, these men
Jimmy
are old.
Cliff, them on them.
Yeah, that's
the harder they come.
No,
it wasn't one of that one.
It was before that. And the man was riding his little bike.
And they stole his bike.
Ah, pass
the I
nose.
Don't remember the guy. That's another guy. He was very famous in Jamaica,
yes,
as an actor.
Famous,
and then put him bike. There was a lot of bikes where they put his stolen bike.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched it.
I was watching it at my dad's house the other day. Me and my dad, I swear I was into it. I couldn't get enough of it. I was watching.
What's
like,
that film called? Because I know the film.
I can't remember. Rockers are maybe
I
that.
I think it might be called Rockers.
And then you got a little job. The man was boying him. He was the little drummer in the group. And then the gal said, "Oh, you know, them rob your bike. You know, when I'm just keep you back in the warehouse." And the man was robbing the people's things. He was robbing all the poor people. I didn't even understand that part. But it was weird because
that's when they used to portray black people as bad in it and robbing from our own and this and that.
That's a bad boy movie though, but no one knows about it. It's like a really old school movie. And my dad was telling me about the artist. He said, you know what that is? A big artist that thing. I said, I've never seen this guy before.
Big youth and them man there. Some veterans. There's a veteran. Studied with veterans artists. And,
yeah. And I saw something that was very interesting in that movie. Yeah, was that there was a dance and everybody was dancing. Like even though it's fake, but it was like a dance and everybody was dancing. And my dad was like, these are a good time in Jamaica and everybody used to dance. And it was a good time, like, because so basically my dad was saying in the '80s, like everyone used to dance to the, he said, now man just come in and stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's a bad man, like on a bad man thing, like you stand up. And even you see the way the people dress, I was like, well, Jamaicans have been dressing kind of flashy for years.
Yep.
Like this is not something new. Like
definitely
people
not.
Like in trendy, like Jamaicans been dressing flashy for years. And I was thinking, raw, like I'd love to like bring this up because a lot of people don't even know about shows like
Bellfoot
this.
Days, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamaica brought enough vibes to the country. I spoke about this with you before. Enough vibes. When Yardies came to England, everybody had to bathe.
100%.
Everybody had to behave.
Do you know the NFs, yeah, and the racist people, do you know it was Jamaicans that calmed them down?
Yeah.
Because there
we
was a time,
discussion.
I think there was a time like in the 90s and that when there was...
Nah, it's
like,
way before that.
No, but I'm talking about like, you know, just because 90s is when they were still kind of about, but they weren't really about. Like when they killed Stephen Lawrence, we're
yes,
talking about
okay.
like 1994 and that. Just before then, they was active, like the NFs and the skinheads
mm-hmm,
and that.
Mm-hmm.
Go around trying to mash man up. And they used to catch the Asians and beat up the Asians a lot. And that's why they used to have a thing called packy bashing. So go around and do that.
But then like,
what the fuck you talking about?
Yeah. They used to go around and say packy bashing. They used to punch up the Asians, bro. And then the Asians were shook. And then what happened? The Asians started to congregate in their own little areas and build strength. But then obviously Jamaicans and that would come and back it for them. Like, mm-hmm. bro, you're dissing them, you're dissing us. You know what I'm saying? Because me have a bridge and I'm an Indian. They look head Indian as well. I'm a red skinned boy. So it was like that. So, it's like, that's how it kind of happened. But yeah, man. But anyway, back to the topic, bleaching. Why do you think people bleach? I'm asking you to.
Vanity. Vanity, status. for the, all the reasons that women wear makeup are the same reasons that men bleach. Any man that's bleaching. Women bleaching, I think, would be standard because women are always trying to change up themselves. But for a man to bleach, he might as well put foundation on. Or fake tan or something.
First of all, I think men bleaching coming from this, watching their mom bleach as well. Secondly, men that bleach, I have a brethren with bleach. I don't know if him still a bleach right now. But him say him get more attention.
There you go.
Where he bleach.
That's why women wear makeup, you know, for more attention. More, it's the same psychology. Him. And also, I think black people have got a tendency, especially the older heads, to tell you the more black you are, the more you're ugly. You're
black and ugly, like.
Yeah, and I think that's got into a lot of people's heads as well, to be honest. Because nobody wants to be black and ugly, do they?
So you think that's the thing that they say, black and ugly?
Yeah, man, yeah, man. It's a thing. Yeah.
What a fact?
You know, I don't know, maybe because of the household I grew up in. But
that's a fact. It's a
I've
fact.
I've never really heard them.
They like that. People love to rebuttal by saying black is beautiful and red is corruption. That means I'm corruption.
Which is totally true.
Red is corruption.
I'm already corrupted.
You're corrupted. In a good way.
Give me 5 minutes.
In a good way, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's what they're saying. Black, oh, you're black and ugly like.
Yeah,
they do say. Oh, I've never heard them say, you're light and ugly like.
Lighter you are, the prettier you are. Yeah.
That's actually good.
And also the old school thing as well. So my gran, she had 5 sisters. And there's a red skin auntie I've got who is still red skin. They used to keep her inside and comb her hair and keep her red skin. Yeah, they never wanted her to get dark. She was not allowed to go outside when they was younger.
Yeah, my mum told me some weird stories like that when she was younger. Truth. Like, all her sisters were light skin, but her mum didn't like her because she was dark skin.
And she's just that's the one that goes out as well because you're already black. You have to go out and pick the cocoa and do the work. The light skin people get to do little work in the yard around
the
shade.
I think that's evil, though, man.
That's colorism for you, though, isn't it?
But how did that creep into Jamaica?
And that creeping from the slave house, then.
Black people.
The slave master
from back
house,
in the day.
When you was Afghan. You could have come into the house and be a house slave. So if the slave master breed somebody's daughter and the child is a mixed race, that child is going to be in the house, being the house slave.
And made to stay light because any outside is too much sun.
I'm not going to say, maybe you're correct, but it's because it's the slave master's child. And rather than have when as the slave's children in this house, he'd rather have his little child.
Mad.
You know and which I mean? Is also true, but again, that's because it is his child, that child will not be sent out to get dark.
Okay.
It has to stay identified as light.
True. Because otherwise,
there will be no connection.
Okay, that is true as well. True.
That's sad, man. That's sad that we even think like, because it's never come to my head to ever, even when Vybz Kartel had the song, I was like, rah, like, cool, let me watch it. I love the song. Because I just love the songs, I'm just loving his music, but not once in my head yet. Because I remember all of the olders, like in my family, were like, how can a man make a tune like this? He's a sellout, they're like, this is the music that we don't want, even one in Jamaica, because look what he's telling the youths to do. And then, because we've always, in Jamaican culture and Jamaican music, if you listen, it always talks about like being black and beautiful and stuff like that. In other cultures, they had to adopt that.
The Rasta part.
They've always talked about like being black and beautiful, and there's the music that I grew up on.
And your roots.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like being black, being proud. And even the man that's even a little bit brown skin saying that, yeah, black is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Everyone's saying it in Jamaica, so you rarely hear man want to be light because, oh, people are going to like me. I thought they were doing it because they thought being light was a way of being more attractive in the world.
Of course.
That too is
not just one single reason why they do it. They will find excuse and say, just like how the woman them talk about, you know, them have to wear a wig because them the workplace don't like them here. I see him where a man say him can't get a job if him dark skin.
Yeah.
Our girls say it as well, so him can't get a job if him dark skin, and then put on, if them bleach out them get job, and if them put on a wig then get job.
Yeah.
But steep. I never looked at it like that still, because in this day and age we're living in now, like, being dark-skinned is actually a thing, like.
Quite so. Yeah.
But you know what it is as well, when you're black yourself, and you come from Jamaica, and then you hear derogatory things about how Jamaicans, what are you talking about, Jamaica? You would live in denial about that, though, Andrew, because you're so black and so pro your people. There's no way you would think that they would think like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't, because I don't see it.
That's what I mean. You wouldn't think that there is an underlying conspiracy, because there is with everything, even Jamaica, babe.
Probably, but because man's not... I'm not in that kind of mix. It wouldn't make sense to me.
What?
Where my family are from, we don't... I've never heard no one ever talk like that, so... It sounds crazy to me.
Yeah, no, but
it sounds
so
strange.
Real, and it's so happening.
I think the majority of Jamaicans are interested in bleaching, though.
100%.
It's just the hoodlum set of people, really.
Because there's a certain set of people that would bleach their skin. I don't think everyone bleaches it.
The majority don't bleach.
You won't go to every parish and see 100 bleached out faces.
It's getting a younger thing.
Yeah.
That's what the problem is.
Yeah, because the reason why I think... Again,
so you're not going to be able to get rid of it, because it's coming still. It's still coming.
You know what? You're correct. So right. Because I see young men that they just think it's like nothing.
There you go.
And it's, matter of fact, it's a status. As I said, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
So when girls see you, them call it, you come out, goody. When you come out.
What?
Imagine. It's when you really come out, bro. Them girls love you like Jesus Christ's son.
So it must be the equivalent to when white people wear self... that fake tan, because you can get some really expensive stuff that makes you look like you just come off holiday, you know? And you have to apply it right.
Yeah,
must be the same concept, but obviously it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
And the process is serious.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to use cling flim out here and wrap their body.
What?
Secondly, you can't do beard every minute. You have to make the thing steam through and remove this metal.
What are you talking about?
Process.
Cling flim with your skin, man.
Bro,
it's bleach,
I'm telling you,
Andrew.
Let me just give you a little scenario.
Bleach.
I used to travel a lot. Like Jamaica, America, England, Jamaica. One time I was in Jamaica and I see a man in full gear, full winter gear. And for the flash moment, because it happened to me when I go to America, is this Jamaica? Is this America? Is this London? Because America and Jamaica look very similar in certain places, especially in the city. So then my brain flashed through. Come and see the man in a Spanish town on the causeway or something there. And the man have a full hoodie like a British person in winter. But because I was in the car and it was AC, my brain chipped like, wait me there. The man, Ruboy, if you get to come out here, you have to have on your gloves too, yeah? You cling flim your body first. You cling flim your whole body. Then you put on the hottest clothes.
To make it ferment.
Where you can put on.
Imagine.
And you're out there in the brilliant sun. You're coming out soon, bro.
So you could die from doing that.
You could
be ill from doing that then. Just for vanity, you could make yourself actually ill. That's almost like going through plastic surgery or something as serious as that.
It is basically plastic surgery, but in a
skin. It's cosmetic, yeah.
Because it actually changes.
And I'm pretty
effect.
Sure. I'm pretty sure if you're changing your skin on that level, then it's gonna have some sort of disease or something that happens.
Because
I was hearing
then.
Something about cancer,
kidney. Your kidney upset. I hear that.
Yeah, I heard something like that as
Listen
well.
To this, then. What about the man from that same person that we know? They tried with their passport. They're to get a new passport, bitch. But they can't come in again under the same. One that it was 100%
true. I heard about it many times.
They have to change
many
the
times.
Whole passport.
It's not you in the passport.
It's not you anymore, because now you changed your whole identity, because you now look 10 pigmentations lighter. Imagine. That's
I heard that passport's picture have a change.
There's so much to do with this bleaching thing. But it's African people, because when I was younger, my gran used to say them African and them bleaching out their skin. She used to talk about that. So I don't know how it's... Well, everything they do spreads over. It just goes to show, doesn't it?
Yeah. I want to know where that origin of that actually comes from, actually.
African people would definitely have done it to identify and to be accepted. 1,000%. That's their
reason. Because I think, like, for African kids and... I remember there was a... Actually, I saw a thing and the guy was trying to brush Jamaicans that, yeah, you Jamaicans are the closest Africans, but all your names are slave names. And I found it really funny because if I remember closely, and this is why there's always been some sort of conflict between Jamaicans and Africans to a certain extent, is because Jamaicans generally feel like you sold us out and then now you're cussing us. So I used to think it was the Nigerians, because I remember every time I met a Nigerian, me and him would be talking, rapping, and everything could be so fine between us, yeah? Everything, like, everything would be so nice, yeah? And they'd be like, where are you from? Like, they thought I was one of them, and I'd be like, Jamaican, and be like,
yeah, disappointed.
I'd be like, so yeah, what is it? And he's like, yeah. Like to say I'd done him something. And I'd always find that weird growing up as a young man. And an African man would always treat me the worst. I couldn't identify what the problem actually was. Like, I didn't do anything to you. I never understood it. I used to think, oh, them African man always move mad, bro. Like, always in my head. But then, like, I don't know if it was, like, because they sold man out, they felt bad.
For me, the whole nation, the whole world wants to be Jamaican. All men want to be Jamaican. Even white men want to be Jamaican.
I wouldn't be... That's not far off from the truth.
I mean, in the fact that Jamaica's got such a reputation for being so cool and so on trend and so everything, even the way everybody talks. Look at the way people talk. Like, the Urban Dictionary is based on the Jamaican language. Yes,
Jamaica is influential for real.
Now, we've had
I go to places, I speak to African guys, they all want to talk Jamaican patois.
What are you talking about? I was in Africa, Kenya, and I met man with dreads that have never left Kenya that was talking like Jamaicans.
Seriously?
I said, let me get the free say, what you want? I said, huh? I said, where you from? He's like, I'm from here. I'm like, you're talking Jamaican. He's like, yeah, man, just so that's in that. I was like,
yeah.
What?
Did you tell him that you was Jamaican?
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, but he would have loved you.
No, but I was confused. It confused me. This is an African guy that's lived in Mombasa his whole life.
They love it.
But he's adopted a Jamaican persona. Same thing in Japan and all them places there. They love it.
From a long time, when we come to England, I never used to cuss the people them that imitated the language because I know why they did it. You like it.
Yeah, it's compliment.
You like it. Just like how we like the French accent. I like the African accent too.
Yes.
But people fear to say that.
Mm.
But so every accent.
You mimic it.
So when anything you like, you imitate.
Agreed.
Mm. So the people, you're Jamaican. I don't cuss nobody and say nothing like that because if you didn't like it, you wouldn't do it.
Mm.
So you complimented then? Are you complimented?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are.
And me personally,
I feel properly on top for anybody that wants to be black. I think, yeah, go on, because you know your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know the right thing, what to want to be.
It's because they like you, your thing. And if they didn't like you, they wouldn't want to be
it's
like
so
you.
It's so true as well. It's so true. I do appreciate that as well.
And then
actually,
look at this. You grew up in a, let's say, customer said, Jafika, you grew up in a society where the people them around you talk like this. How would not you be?
Yeah,
remember this,
you know.
Remember this,
it.
You know. We Jamaican that come over from England, we take up this pan ourselves to try speak the way how the English accent go. And yeah, most time we sound ridiculous.
Absolutely terrible.
Ridiculous.
Jamaican trying to speak English is so funny. It's the funniest thing in the world. My brother can do it so sick. My brother, yeah, because he came in when he was younger, because we're all born in Jamaica, so from my little brother, yeah. And there's six of us. So one of my brothers, he came on like he was 12 and stuff, yeah. And he can do it perfect. So he talked to a white man. Yeah, mate, you're all right, you're all right. I swear in the flip of a voice. And boy, I'm like, what? He flipped it so sick.
Can catch it from early.
Yeah, he knows how to flip it. So he knows in certain environments, he could talk exactly like, you would have thought he was born here. And then when he's around us, you'd be thinking, oh, like.
I know man like that.
Like,
that man like trickery, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That man like trickery, man.
He can speak bare different ways, but I feel like Jamaicans, I don't think any Jamaican thought that Jamaican culture is going to have such an impact on the UK, because they said the most influential influential country on the UK is Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then after
that,
they said Nigeria.
But it's in the world,
Nigeria,
though. It's even in the world of all black countries. But can I just say, I've got two things to say. So I went to watch the play called Small Island at the theatre, and it was the most hilarious point of the film. So basically, the lady, she's her husband sent for her, he's come first, they live in the little one room, they have to use the sink for everything. And then he sent for the wife. The wife is around Stush Jamaican. She's not a working yardie. She's one of them yardies that went to school. She's got her nursing qualification. She's coming over here for a job, right? So she comes, the husband goes out to work. He leaves her in the little bed sit. So she comes down to the landlady and she says, I need a beer, son. And then the woman says, "A what, love? A beerson." She goes, "A beerson?" She goes, "What's that?" "A ball, you know, so I can put my things in." "Oh, a bison!" That was the most hilarious part of the film. It was hilarious because the difference in the one word. Just when the Jamaica, I thought, this is typical. They got it so on point with that. And then another thing I was going to say when you was talking about... I was going to say two things. You had a point when you were saying about African people
They didn't like Jamaicans.
Yeah, but they still... What I was going to say was they still want to be Jamaican. It doesn't matter. But I wasn't going to say that. I'm sure that when
But you know what? No. We're going to go back there. Because when I was in primary school, it was popular to call yourself Jamaican.
Yes.
So I remember I was going to school with like African kids, and I'd be like, "Where are you from?" And then I know they're African.
Yeah.
Because like we'd always cuss them because it always got the cusses in it, and they'll be like, I'm from a place in the world, isn't it? Like, where are you from? And then they were never wanting to say where they're from. And then one day, one African boy is like, "I'm from Jamaica." And then like me being Jamaica, I'm like, "Yeah, you're from Jamaica. I'm from Jamaica." And he's like, and then everyone looked at him and he went silent. And I never forget, I approached him after. I said, "Why did you say he's from Jamaica?" He's like, "Oh, if I say I'm from Africa, they're going to call me Bubu and all this. And I don't want to be called Bubu and all that." I was like, "Bro, be proud of where you're from, bro."
Another thing that used to happen as well in my generation, especially growing up, if an African child kid came over, which they often did, there would be Jamaican man that would say that was their cousin to protect them as well. But you can tell that's not your cousin, fam.
And you know them ones when it's so apparent that he's not your cousin?
Yeah, you go, "Yeah, you're right. Yeah, my name's David. This is my cousin." That's not your cousin, fam. You're lying your cousin. Straight away. It's not your cousin. To say you're my cousin, they just say you're my cousin.
I used to be that guy. That is funny. I'm telling you, that is funny.
There was always an African and Caribbean thing to protect the African people from getting called Bubu.
Always.
It's terrible.
All right, so last question. That happened, was that so there was a video that went viral and a woman was saying that men are made to be slaves to women.
Oh God.
She said men are made to be slaves to women. That's the only objective in the world.
Do you know what? I think that as a man, I'm not being funny, and I'm just going to say this because I know Pastor probably won't agree, I don't know. But I think as a man, you should be a yes man.
What, to everything?
Yeah, my dad says say yes to everything, it's easier.
But then if you're a yes man, you have no integrity.
Yeah, but you know what? I've realised with yes, even the word yes, I will tell you yes. As soon as your back's turned, I'm doing what I want.
What? That wasn't yes then.
It is yes. To you at the time, because to you at the time, you're happy with that. That's what you want to hear, no?
I want to hear the truth.
That is the truth at the time. Because you're pissed off. The best thing I can say is yes.
Oh, yeah, all right. If you're dealing with a man like that, then yeah.
No, I mean women. Women like that, or anybody like that. Anybody, like what she said, slave to men. So for men to say yes at the time is your best saving grace. Obviously, it only is for the time. And then there's the next moment where you do know.
But I feel like I didn't understand what she... I tried to understand what she meant when she said men are slaves to women, yeah?
And I think that's what she meant. I think what he was trying to say as well, we extract, don't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You lot give.
Yeah.
So how much more slavery do you need? So just in that concept alone.
Damn true.
There's a whole heap of slavery gone on there. I don't have to give you nothing. And you'd have to give me anything. In fact, you'll be giving me. I don't need to give you one single thing. And if you get on with me, I'll just get rid of you. I just will.
Slow down, listen. Men are meant to be slave for women.
Yeah, basically, that's what she said.
I don't think we're meant to be what we could be if we allow ourselves.
You get drawn in so easy, though. So easy.
But do you believe me that we're growing up in a generation of the younger girls are being taught to be manipulators?
Yes.
So how much can I finesse off of you rather than how much can I love you? So when I see young men moving crazy at women, as much as I say, man, they need to fix up, I understand the day and age is so different that it's only right that they move the way that they move to protect themselves.
I've got such a problem with it because my daughters, I've got two boys and two girls. The boys are older. My son will say to my daughter, do this for me, I'll give you £2. She'll do it.
That's not good, though.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
Do you know how bad that is?
Yeah.
But her brain is already programmed. I'll do it straight. She'll ask her to do it for free. You must be joking. She would £2. Jump up. So I'm scared for that, for them.
Yeah.
Because it's already happening. It's happening in the home. Yeah. Much less when you go out.
Yeah, it's like girls that cry in front of their partners to like get something from them.
But my daughters do it all the time. They come to me crying.
Yeah, it's learned.
Nobody's done nothing to them. But they didn't learn it from me.
Yeah, it's learned behaviour that they learned from
someone. They didn't learn that from me. I only cry when people die.
Not you, but learned behaviour is not only just you.
No, I understand that, but wherever they learn it from, what I was trying to explain to somebody the other day, my influence as a parent, I don't care how many parents there are raising one child, you never more powerful than what's out there.
100%. And the reason why I say that is because if you do something and it works, you automatically think, oh, I'm going to try this again.
Yes.
It's like when I was stealing pens from shops, yeah. I got away with my first one and my adrenaline was pumping. This was young, I was like 13.
I used to do the same thing, I can't believe that. I used to do that. Yeah,
Parker pens. I used to steal Parker pens.
Oh my days.
After my first one, I said, bro, I got away with it. And then my second one, I was like, yeah. My third one, I think the man nearly caught me. The man watched me. Like, he knew I was doing it. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to catch me. And then I got caught once. And I said to him, please, man, don't tell my mom. I'm going to die. Cry. I start crying.
Naturally. And then automatic survival.
When I start crying, the guy grabbed me. And it's like he genuinely felt sorry for me. He saw me as a vulnerable child.
Survival skills.
And then I won. I got out of it. So I said, bro, yeah.
That works.
I said, bro, this way works.
So now you understand why women do it.
Yes.
Good.
I understand now.
Good.
But I don't, this is why I say women got, pastor said this to us, and you have to take what pastor says straight.
Yeah, of course.
You have to take what pastor says. Because
yes.
Pastor speaks the wise thing.
Absolutely.
He said, a girl will never cry the real tears in front of you. And that was 100% true. The real time a woman will cry is when she's by herself.
Do you know
that's
what?
The real tears.
He will never want you to see that weakness. I went to court, yeah, my baby father took me to court to see the U. We came out of the court. I was losing the case because the judge said, I was trying to say he's like this. The judge said, nah, you're like this. The way, because I am how I am. Mm. He didn't believe anything I said, yeah. I came outside the court. I started crying. My sister said, you need to do that. And there's me. No way. It would have saved me, but there was no way I was doing it. He is so, I'm not crying. Quiet. I'm me going inside there to cry for what?
But then I see, this is the reason. When you don't, when someone, no one teaches you, you won't know that a woman's doing this. So a girl got caught. I caught a girl out. The man that she was seeing called me and said, "Bro, you know this girl's like this and that. She's a hoe. This and that." I said, "No way." So when the girl come to see me now to collect certain things from me, she started crying.
Uh-huh.
Now me being a flipping simp at the time, I'm seeing her cry and I'm like, oh man, don't cry, man. And she's like, when I was younger, you don't understand. Like, my dad used to abuse my mom.
And
now, bro, I swear to you, I swear both, I'm in a whirlwind now. I'm like, what? Don't want to hurt you again. I'll take care
Protector.
Of you forever.
Protector.
Biggest mistake I ever made in my life, because once a woman, I can tell you this categorically, if a woman cheats and you take her back,
mm-hmm.
she will never respect you.
She's and what about respect. Vice versa?
No, men, it's different. Men don't cheat like that.
Oh, we've had this discussion.
We can't even cheat like that, even. We're just lucky when we get a cheating, you know what I mean?
Women are good at cheating, though. Women are good at lying, full stop. We've had this discussion before. Women are the best liars in the planet.
Yeah,
and that's why sometimes I speak to a girl, I love when she's being truthful, but I know the things, I love when a girl's being truthful because there's some things that I think I would find out already, but I love when I just listen to women. See, I remember what I was saying to you about the 7 tips of how to deal with modern day women. You just sit there and listen to them cinching themselves sometimes, because a girl's gonna, a lot of men wanna talk about themselves all the time, like, yeah, this is what happened in my day, and this is, yeah, I was like this, and they wanna big up themselves. If you just took your time out, just to sit back and just listen to everything she says for a few days or a few hours, I promise you, you'll get to know everything about her. Because she'll just tell you naturally.
And it will all make sense in a sequence as well.
Yeah, like, this is why you're so sexual, and it's like, you've been having sex since you're 13 years old. Damn, you're 26. So that's like, what? And you said you've only got 3 bodies. But then No. Math ain't making sense. This ain't making sense.
But do you not think that it's... I think it's not important to try and work out what people are saying. I don't think it's important to do that.
No, I've got to that point now where it's not.
It's not. It's just too much of a waste in your energy because you'll never actually know. Do you know that?
Never.
I mean what people are saying. What do you mean?
Thinking. What people are trying to say or... For instance, you ask a girl... There's no point in asking that question.
I don't... Look, listen.
It's a dumb question.
I don't really want to ask a lot of questions, but the reason why I ask questions is because I know one question is going to lead to my answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I ask an indirect question, and I know it's going to eventually lead to my answer.
Very good.
The question won't even have nothing to do with the actual topic I want. But I know somewhere or another, it will stream back.
I hope everybody's listening to this, you know, because that's how a lot of men stay. You better know what you're doing, ladies. The best thing to do...
They can't help themselves.
No, but I know you're saying they can't, but my advice is the best thing to do is not say too much, because for me
you're teaching people to be deceptive
out.
You're teaching the ladies them to be deceptive.
The truth always comes out. You don't always need to keep
I
want to
know the truth today.
Yeah, but then you'd have to wait and see the
see,
truth today.
You are teaching the girls to be deceptive.
Listen,
to con us.
No.
That's why we have to come up with, you know what, son? Don't even want to know this chick. Slap and go.
Right, okay, even I would agree with that. But my point is, don't keep on asking too many questions because you're leading yourself into a ribbon of lies.
So we said the girl. So you're admitting that women are so damn lie that we shouldn't trust them?
Basically.
See,
slap on both guys. I'm not going to deny that.
I know you didn't. I just wanted the guys. I just wanted the young men to hear it again.
Yeah, it's not good to ask too many questions. You have to open your eye and have a look.
Facts, and I feel like just on that basis, like you've got to be. And I feel like a lot of young men, they're not aware because they're being lied to because they're taking advice from women. And women ain't going to give you the true advice that is going to be, you will, because you're a real one. But let's just say, argument
in general.
In general, you're not going to find everyone's going to be real like
they're
you.
Awful. They're awful because I've got peers and family members. I watch them lie to their children.
Mm-mm.
Every single, like, for instance, I've got a family member. She's trying to start a new life. Okay, you're trying to start a new life. You got a 15-year-old son, you're lying to him every minute. You think he's an idiot. So now he already knows what women are like. Not because he's gone out there and experienced this, because he's got a mum who's just lying left, right and centre. So she's lying. When she's lying, so she tells one lie, he has a look. Well, that's a lie.
Mm-mm.
I can see that's a lie. Not, oh, anything, oh, I heard, or blah, blah. I can see that what you just told me is a lie.
But if him fall in love with a girl... That lie will become a truth. When you fall in love, lies become truth.
Yeah, because of what you want it to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your illusion and your deluded mind.
Yes.
So young men, don't fall in love.
So hard though. It's so hard because what I've realised? You can't hide your feelings.
You can't.
You can.
And this generation's made...
I've been doing it for 49 years. I've come to my 50th year in my whole life and I've had to say, oh, right, fucking hell, fair enough. I've got feelings. I've had to admit it.
You don't want to catch feelings.
No, I've had to admit I have feelings.
Yeah, I can understand. But yeah, we men, we have feelings, and if we catch feelings for a young lady and she fuck us up, we will be hurt and we don't want to be hurt.
You'll be all right. You can
recover. No. See?
You know what? I'm going to lie, yeah? Some are still talking about their heartbreak when it was 14. I know this couple, man.
The woman is okay.
My bridge's heart got broken, yeah? And he's remember, you know what he said to me? We met up, we was eating, we are having a fun time.
That's
like,
so bad.
Hey, don't you remember that girl that broke my heart? Bro. And I'm looking at him thinking, brother, we still talking about that hole. Flip that hole, man. But he's like, nah, man, she don't do me dirty, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, raw, that's mad.
So then that will be the basis of his relationships going forward.
He's been breaking every girl's heart.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So
he's broke every single girl's heart.
My son is the same.
Good.
And the thing, he's been nice to them, but he's just broken your heart.
My son's
the
same.
You just know he's not going to give you loyalty.
My son is the
same. But he's a nice guy to you. He's not a bad guy.
My son is the same.
But he's just not going to give you loyalty.
Exactly the same.
And I'm like, bro, we're in our 30s now, bro. Why are you still talking about that girl, fam?
Take forever, man. It takes forever to get to
it. Okay, so... Right, let's have it straight. Yeah, let's have a little thing, because I've been meaning to ask you this for a long time. So the attitude that you have, Pastor, mm-hmm. is it because you have been hurt in the past?
Of course.
Right, and
wait, let me add to it. And I don't want my sons and my youngers to feel what I feel because it's going to make them be like, oh, I be.
Right, and that's and not you good. Feel, okay, you so you know how you are is not good.
No, I know I am. What I am is very good.
Yes, but
for me.
Yes, but they won't be. And able for to men, what then? What is? Why are you saying
it's not good for woman?
Aye, I get it.
Because woman now go able to take me for fool.
Yes,
and whatever advantage they can get over me is good for them.
Yeah,
the knowledge I have, them not like it.
But you, I've got a real problem, you know, because what you said earlier, you was right, but it's gone so far now, it's not worth trying to call it
flip
back.
It.
No, I mean, in the sense of not what you said has gone far, the whole situation has gone so far. So for women that want to be real and want to say what they want to say and men don't take them seriously because of all the women that have hurt them in the past and been fake and they've got to find out this, that and the other, how do you actually move forward?
A man move forward.
Yeah, how do humans in our community, based on the history, move forward?
They can't move forward because women ain't gonna stop doing what they're doing.
We've got to move forward.
No, they ain't gonna. No. The nature of a female is not to be cooperative. Is to be selfish and to get what she can.
And difficult.
So it's not like say, oh, we as a nation of people. It's not the nation. It's a instinct that ladies have. That make they do what they do. They're selfish and they're really self-centered and everything is about them and women are survivors. So if it's not me make you survive, is it next guy or the next guy or the next guy or the next guy?
And the reason that we have to be survivors is because more time we've got dependents. We can't afford to go down because of that reason.
Mm.
And that very reason makes us look so desperate and so out of place with what's really going on. Just because of that maternal survival instinct. It's so bad because I can't help nobody. But my point is, so for instance, if I find out that you've been lying, the best thing you can do is just come out and stop lying.
I think with men, I think men have become, I was trying to tell a girl a truth earlier because this is what we do. We as men, we try to tell women the truth. Yeah. And she stopped me. I said, oh, stop talking like that. I said, you know what? No problem. She didn't want the truth. She didn't want to hear the truth. Because, so it, as a man, if I'm telling a woman the truth and she don't like it, what does that automatically tell my brain now, Pastor?
Stop telling her the truth and tell her what she want to hear and slap her in the glue.
And that's why my dad said, say yes to everything. Because you don't have to mean it. I think basically
yeah, babes,
his point.
Yeah, babes. Are you looking beautiful? Yeah, babes. Yeah, babes.
You have to mind. You have to be careful.
You love me,
though.
Yeah, babes.
I think what men should do, you should say yes to women, yes, but don't have a woman.
One woman.
No, just don't have a woman.
Yeah.
Just get, no, don't have like nothing. Just have none. None is mine.
Yeah.
This is how a man should live. None is mine. Cause remember, none is yours, really.
It's just your
you
turn.
Tell yourself.
It's just your turn.
That my woman is, she's not yours. So just why put yourself in a situation? Yeah. What when we come up with slap and go, you know, slap and go prevent every problem when man have with woman.
Right.
Every single one. Because if you slap and go, you don't. Alright, you might still can get in a little trouble. But if you slap and go, really, the majority of problems, you won't have them because the only time you get problem with woman is when you take her serious.
You know, the number one rule I say is stop taking women serious.
Yes.
And can I just say, women like slap and go as well. Women like it.
No,
women,
when they're doing it.
No, women don't mind it. So I tell you why women don't mind it? Because women don't always want to be bothered by the man that they are sleeping with. They don't always want to be bothered by that person. They want to have a sexual relationship. They want to be satisfied sexually, but they don't want to be bothered.
So why we have a woman for?
Right, so a man like you is more than suitable for many, many women. But here's the problem. She ain't going to tell you that.
One told me that already, still.
Yeah, and that you get a bad woman that will tell you.
You say you're the perfect guy to cheat with.
You get a bad woman that's confident. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
She says you're the perfect guy to cheat with.
Yeah, absolutely.
What does
that
mean?
You better believe what's going on.
Because she knows that I ain't moving from where I'm at with my woman. I ain't leaving my woman. And I'm not going to talk the business because I do have a woman, you know, Sekaline, but that, don't get me wrong. I still think men should not have a woman. Just slap on.
I'd
go.
Love to hear what he just said. He's got a woman. Did you hear that? He's human.
For the last 20 years or something, I'm a woman there.
I love that.
Yeah, we're not arguing, we're not fighting.
And I want to meet her as well, in the sense of, because she's going to be one badass.
Mm-mm, she's like you.
No, that's a badass bitch.
The natural lady, proper, with natural, and she
normal, she, with a logical mind, mm-hmm, that understands.
Me still have to teach her a certain thing and break certain thing to her.
Obviously.
Because one thing where she couldn't understand recently, I have to break it to her. She wonder why men can have sex.
No,
not even that. She wonder why we can go on like we like a girl and we don't like a girl. Mm. You know what I mean? Because we can just don't like you, but just sex
like
and
yeah, because of the voluptuous and the physical aspect.
Or even the attention that we give. Like when we chat up a girl, we don't have to like her if we chat her up. Mm. And then just she can't understand how we can just not like a girl, have sex with a girl, and mean nothing to us, and but them can't do it.
Yeah, logical.
You know, I've done some studies and research on this, yeah, and men's emotions is not tied towards
logic.
Sex, meaning that what we release when we have sex is not an attachment thing.
Them release 8% oxytocin, women do, and we release 1.
Yeah, so I think that's what...
So them get fall in love quicker. We do. Still sick of the sick oxytocin, but it take longer.
Yeah. And some depends on the man though, because some men might fall in love quicker. It
doesn't. Yeah, men
a man's
are more
not getting
physical,
a lot of pum-pum, man. It's the first pum-pum he's got in the year, and the pum-pum's good. He might think, I'm in love, bro. I'm never leaving this girl. Mm-hmm. She's everything to me. And the girl's thinking, bro, you're just a slap and go on my side. Because I didn't know that a lot of girls, younger generation, they do slap and go a lot. They do slap and lot. You see the younger generation, yeah? I have to say,
I don't want
to
be
the
bothered.
Younger women, because if I say younger anything else, they're gonna do me on these podcasts. So younger women, yeah, like 25 over, yeah, yeah. It's because I know they'll just do me and say, mm-hmm, "Well, you man,
he said younger girls,
yeah, he said younger generation, he's a I know him,
yeah."
So yeah, younger women, mm-hmm, mature women, like in their generation, having sex with a man on the first day and never seeing him again is normal.
Nah, man.
That is normal. I know it was happening back in the day, but I'm saying now it's so prevalent because it's easy to link girls because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
So she could be linking, she could have 8 men in her DMs and be like, I'm going to link him tomorrow. And she's slapping all of them.
They're
and they all think,
people.
Oh, she's my girl, it was the best, and she's not calling them back.
I've been telling the deal as well with that. You see, because with me and this girl been talking for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks on the inbox. That's like 3 weeks we spent together.
Yeah, that's how men look at it.
So it's slapping time now.
You've already done the groundwork with the text,
mm-hmm,
and the phone calls, maybe. Sometimes you have to speak. Send a couple pictures.
I'm telling you right now, I know
everybody,
man.
Everybody knows what everybody looks like. It's on. The next meet, the next time I physically see you, probably be at a hotel.
Bang, bang, bang.
That's it. That's
I like
it
that though.
Right.
You like that?
I like that. We shouldn't wait for Pum Pum. Pum Pum should be running.
I agree. That's the problem. I agree. Because like I say, they're going to give it to you anyway. But the problem with women is something about us that we feel, oh, if you wait. It's the same.
That's only the guy that she want to marry.
It's the same. Yeah, well, there you go.
The guy that she want to think she's a nice girl. Yeah. Everybody get it quickly.
Yeah, it's true. So true. It's so true. So true.
Come on, man. But anyway, man, another episode, man. I hope you love people. Like, comment, and subscribe. Bow, we're out.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.